simplifying a complex, confusing world. The Explainers, only on The Podcaster.
I remember my good days staying in Delhi. It was considered one of the best cities to live in. I'm talking about, say, 15 plus years ago. Delhi had its own charm. I remember my days, you know, on the road, traveling to work and back home. The weather was pretty nice. Yeah, winters were pretty cold. Summers were quite humid. But like I said, this was a little more than a decade ago. But if asked if I'd want to move back to Delhi to stay and live and work there, I would probably think twice. I'm sure you know what the current situation of Delhi's air pollution is, right?
We help you understand the world. The Explainers, only on The Podcaster. The Podcaster.
Describing the city of Delhi in his 2008 book, The White Tiger, author Arvind Adigar wrote, "There was a good reason for the face masks. They say the air is so bad in Delhi that it takes 10 years out of a man's life." Sounds relatable, doesn't it? You know, Delhi is in the news lately for its staggering air pollution. Again, the air in Delhi is so dense with pollutants right now that in, you know, certain parts of the city, the pollution hit the maximum number that can be recorded. 999999. Yes, you know, that also means pollution could possibly be higher than the instruments can record. So why has Delhi turned into a hellscape with cancerous air once more this winter? Could it be the fireworks of Diwali? Or are the farmers burning stubble that's responsible for Delhi's debilitating air woes? You know, there are some videos of this pollution that have been doing the rounds lately, damning indictments of the systemic failure to tackle a well-known and entirely predictable problem. The videos show human-like figures on the streets of Delhi emerging from a thick smog that pervades the city, ghostly apparitions coming to life in the pale yellow morning light. Turns out, it was just portly middle-aged men out for a morning walk. That is a good summation of the Delhi life as of November 2023. Yeah, the average Dilliwala now is struggling for breath, can't see clearly in front of him, and doesn't know what to do about it. The issue can be understood with the help of three terms: AQI, or Air Quality Index, PM2.5, and stubble. So let's unpack those. So AQI, or Air Quality Index, is the unit used to measure the, well, quality of air. The index ranges from 0 to 400 and a lower score is better. So 0 to 50 is considered good with no health risk from air pollution. 51 to 100 is termed moderate, meaning the air quality is acceptable but could pose some risk for people who are sensitive to air pollution. 101 to 150 is a bit unhealthier, especially for people who are sensitive to pollution. Above 150 is where problems begin for the general population. This is the red colored band in the AQI charts. And above 200, health risks start to go up, and an AQI of 300, usually graded hazardous, is considered an emergency because it could affect most people adversely. Delhi averaged over 380 this winter. You know, matters got so bad last week that the Delhi government shut down schools for a week because the air was too unhealthy for school-going children. You know, we are talking about air that makes the eyes burn and makes breathing a bit difficult during any mildly taxing physical activity. You know, even something as simple as cycling a few kilometers. And according to experts, the air in New Delhi is so unhealthy right now that it is akin to smoking nearly 30 cigarettes per day. Yeah, you heard that right. Breathing in the Delhi air is like smoking 30 cancer sticks every single day. Arvind Adiga's description of Delhi's air doesn't seem an exaggeration now, does it? But what makes it dangerous? Time for a bit of data here. The quality of the air we breathe, you know, can be graded depending on the presence of five pollutants: ground level ozone, particle pollution, also known as particulate matter, including PM2.5 and PM10, carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen dioxide. PM2.5, or particulate matter 2.5, is one of the most damaging pollutants. The 2.5 indicates it is a particle 2.5 micrometers in diameter. That makes it around 3% of the width of one human hair strand. That makes it small enough to enter humans' lungs, which is a problem because it can lead to severe conditions like asthma, bronchitis, and other respiratory issues, maybe even heart health issues. You know, this October, the density of PM2.5 in New Delhi rose to 113.9, like 113.9 micrograms per cubic meter. That's an increase of 54% since 2021. You know, that level is nearly four times above the safe limit of 30 specified by the Central Pollution Control Board and almost eight times the WHO's safe limit of 15. So other Indian cities do have high levels of pollution, but nowhere as severe as New Delhi. You know, for instance, as of this recording, Bengaluru has an AQI of 120, Mumbai is at 303, Hyderabad at 215, and Kolkata at 230. In fact, in 2022, Delhi had an average AQI of 219, which makes the city's air very unhealthy throughout the year. Unsurprisingly, India is one of the most polluted countries in the world, and our cities are notorious for having unbreathable air. Tourists and travel vloggers have routinely commented about how horrid the air in our cities is. Air purifiers are not uncommon in the NCR region these days. Earlier, doctors in Delhi used to see an uptick in patients with respiratory problems, usually around Diwali. But this year, cases began in October, way before Diwali. So, what's leading to this bizarre dystopian atmosphere? Several things. Dust from construction as well as vehicle and industrial emissions are perennial problems in Delhi. The construction sector plays a significant role in deteriorating air quality in the city. Large-scale infrastructure development projects and construction activities release dust and other particulate matter into the air, adding to the overall pollution level. And then there's unregulated construction practices and inadequate dust control measures that further compound the problem. The city of Delhi is also home to over 13 million vehicles that spew smoke every day. The high levels of particulate matter, nitrogen oxides, and volatile organic compounds released by vehicles contribute to the formation of hazardous smog. Delhi has only 60,000 electric vehicles, not nearly enough to turn things around. But come winter, parali or stubble exacerbates the problem, that and the wind patterns during the winter. You see, waste burning, that's a category of pollutant, accounted for 27.5% of the pollution in Delhi. Industries accounted for 13% and diesel generator sets at 14.6% are the other culprits. The waste burning largely refers to the stubble burning in Delhi's neighboring states of Punjab and Haryana. Farmers in the two states grow two cash crops, rice and wheat. Once rice is harvested, the farmers have to clear the leftovers, known locally as parali or what we refer to as stubble in English, if they are to grow wheat in the winter. According to some news reports, 30 million tons of paddy straw are generated by the two states every year, and a small part of it is reused by some farmers and the rest is burned. Haryana grows basmati rice while Punjab grows the non-basmati Pusa or Pusa 44 variety of rice. Basmati harvesting is done manually, so there's, you know, very less stubble left behind. And since 2000, Punjab has seen increasing usage of combine harvesters, you know, machines that harvest the stubble, which leave behind a lot of straw. And according to an India Today report, while harvesting paddy manually, the stalk is cut from near the root, but the combine harvesters leave stubbles that are half to 1 foot long. Farmers invariably set fire to the stubbles, setting off the farm fires and the resulting pollution. The farmers grow mainly rice and wheat because those are purchased by the government at an MSP or minimum support price. And according to Business Standard, MSPs are the prices at which the government procures certain crops from farmers to insure them against any sharp fall in prices. It strives to ensure support price to farmers and affordable prices to the consumer. This is a concept that first began in the year 1966 with the Green Revolution. MSP was brought in to help end famines, which used to be a concern in the post-independence era. These days, India is food surplus. Well, there's also the issue of depleting groundwater. Cash crops, the use of fertilizers, and widespread paddy cultivation meant that groundwater levels fell drastically in Punjab. Paddy cultivation requires around 2,500 liters of water to yield 1 kg of rice, with usage crossing 3,500 liters in some states and even reaching 4,500 liters in the months of April and May. In 2009, the government of Punjab introduced the Punjab Preservation of Subsoil Water Act, which changed the time of year farmers could grow paddy from summer to the monsoon season. Earlier, the harvesting used to be complete by mid-October. Now, with the new rules since 2009, that time window has shifted. And during the winter, India's northern plains see winds blow from the northwest towards the NCR area and a bit further. You know, that carries much of the smoke from those millions of tons of burning paddy straw towards New Delhi. As a consequence, Delhi's already terrible air turns into a noxious miasma that can have serious health implications for the city's inhabitants. The Commission on Air Quality Management announced just about a few days ago that stubble burning contributed about 38% to the air pollution level on the 8th of November. That explains the school closures and the political accusations and counter-accusations ad nauseum. 5 years ago, in November 2018, Arvind Kejriwal, as Chief Minister of Delhi, blamed the farmers of Punjab for Delhi's foul air. He had said, "We have seen abnormal increase in pollution level after the 25th of October. This is nothing else but due to stubble burning in Punjab." In 2023, Kejriwal's Aam Aadmi Party, which is in power in Punjab now, the party's spokesperson Malvinder Singh Kang said a few days ago, "Only farmers are not responsible for the pollution that Delhi is facing today. The central government must own up its responsibility and take steps to curb all kinds of pollution in the national capital." Meanwhile, according to a report by the Indian Express, the Supreme Court directed Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan to ensure that crop residue burning was stopped forthwith. There cannot be a political battle every time. And now we have the BJP and AAP trading insults over the issue as Delhi residents struggle to get clean air. So there you have it. Delhi's air pollution is the result of a complex interplay of various factors like vehicular emissions, industrial pollution, agricultural practices, construction activities, geographical location, and weather patterns. In response to the escalating air pollution crisis, the state government has implemented various initiatives and policies, you know, aimed at curbing pollution levels. These include the infamous odd-even car rationing scheme, the introduction of stricter emission norms for vehicles, the promotion of cleaner fuel alternatives, promoting the use of electric vehicles, and so on. It has taken steps to address industrial pollution through stricter enforcement of emission standards and the promotion of cleaner production technologies. Efforts to control agricultural pollution have included the subsidization of alternative practices to stubble burning and the development of sustainable farming techniques. And well, recently we also saw visuals of trucks that spew misty water into Delhi's air. This is in an effort to help bring down levels of dust and particulate matter. In fact, the Delhi government has claimed that it will deploy 150 such trucks to spray water across Delhi during business hours. But you know what experts say? This only helps in confined spaces, not open spaces. The Delhi government is also considering other measures such as curtailing the entry of taxis from outside Delhi and cloud seeding to cause artificial rain, which could help bring down pollution levels. So the AQI in Delhi before this year's Diwali was already over 400. And as of today, just about a few days after Diwali, it reads 424. Well, so as the solution to this toxic environment continues to evade us, the average Dilliwala is left with one option to preserve his or her health: face masks. Time to mask up, isn't it?
We help you understand the world. The Explainers, only on The Podcast.